Instead of our spirit feeling free to move around and travel the way we did under the influence of the Sagittarian energies, under the Saturnian ones we become stationary again. On the positive side, they encourage us to focus on our objectives in life, and any long-term plans we make at this time of the year are likely to work out well. The general atmosphere of gloom and doom is lifted when the sun moves into the air sign Aquarius, the sign of humanitarianism and the highest hopes, dreams and aspirations for the whole of humankind. In the coming year, 2017, this takes place on the 19th January. Each time life seems to get too cold and earthbound during the Capricorn period, it's a good idea to now and then take a moment to reflect on the warmth and the love of the Christ star. Remind yourself frequently that its radiance never leaves us and that its blessing and healing energies have no difficulties flowing through the densest of cloud covers, literally and metaphorically speaking. To put you into a receptive mood, listen to the essence of some words of wisdom from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Seeking Serenity. Look up to the light. We see the Christ light's radiance shining beyond the clouds that to this day surround so many in your world, and we are bringing this light to you. Each one of the clouds has a golden lining, and although it cannot be observed by any one of you at present, we assure you that we are seeing it quite clearly, and that on behalf of all of you, the angels on the highest levels of life are celebrating Christmas at regular intervals to commemorate the birth of the universal Christ, the moment when God, the first impulse of creation, the masculine aspect of the divine Trinity, said, "Let there be light." With this command, the first inklings of life started to flow and emerge. The Christ Mass is a service of thanksgiving to the Great Father, Mother for the gift of all life, including that of the angels. This event has been celebrated on the earth plane in many different forms since human beings were first introduced to it. The festivities around the winter solstice always were designed to serve humankind's slowly awakening and growing awareness of the spiritual background of its earthly existence. In every human heart, this eventually leads to the Christ spark rising from its slumbers. In some parts of your world, the Christ Mass to this day is celebrated with the help of the Jesus legend, and in particular the allegory of the birth of the Christ child in the manger. As many of you know by now, it is a symbolism for the awakening of the divine spark in all human hearts. When you worship the Christ star's light, realize that your own soul is part of the star, and that when its light begins to shine in you, it has the power of beautifying all earthly concerns for you. Mother Earth's beauty is one of the many manifestations of the Christ star, so is the love that makes you happy and the power that comes to you each time you ask for God's blessing. The glory of this light is the divine fire that has been waiting for a long time to come fully alive in every more human hearts and souls. If you call upon the Christ star's light when you are weary, you will feel its divine strength flowing through you and your anxieties fading away. And whenever your inner vision focuses on this star, you are in conscious contact with your higher self, your eternal and mortal God self. Ask it to direct your actions, so it can bring into your life the blessings of the heavenly realms, so that you may no longer be touched by the small earthly things that used to disturb you. At all times, look up and keep your inner vision focused on the Christ star. Trust that its blessing and healing power truly can heal any condition and make all crooked corners straight. And so, let's join hearts and hands and concentrate on the star and affirm, "I send the light of the star to all who are experiencing poverty, depression and hardship, not only in these winter months but always. I ask the angels of the star to help all those who are suffering in mind, body and spirit and in need of light and love. I believe in the power of the Christ light. I trust God's perfect plan. I am in the star. The star is in me. I am the star. The star and I, we are one. From my loving heart its light flows into the heart and soul of all humankind and a whole world. From there it pours itself into the farthest and remotest corner of creation for the blessing and healing of all life. All life is one under the Christ star and all like-minded people are one single unit. The energies of the star focus our thoughts so that our minds are steady and balanced to reflect the light of the heavenly realms into the darkness of earthly life. We shall continue with this until the last shred of it has been absorbed into the radiance of star, to be uplifted and transmuted into blessing and healing energies for all life. We pray that every single one of our thoughts from now on should be filled with nothing but positivity and light. God bless each one of you and keep you safe, always. You will never walk alone. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and do not be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, is a golden sky, and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart and you'll never walk alone, you'll never walk alone. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and do not be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart. And you will never walk alone, you will never walk alone, you only see one side of the picture. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides under the above heading, which appeared in Stellar Polaris, the bi-monthly magazine of the White Eagle Lodge, June, July 2011. Because God is the designer of the great plan of life and of every small plan within it, he sees all sides of any picture. This applies to individuals as much as groups and nations, and all manner of institutions and organizations. God is all loving, giving and forgiving, and whatever your heart truly desires is given unto you, so that you may enjoy it and also learn something from it. If it's violence, warfare and acts of terrorism your heart yearns for, you are allowed to get on with it, though only up to a certain point. Your wish will be granted, but unknown to you at a price, because the law of cause and effect, also known as the law of karma, in the fullness of time returns every one of your thoughts, words and actions in some way to you. For example, in one of your future lifetimes, maybe while you are still a small child, you could become the victim of an act of terrorism. The people around you would then be thinking and saying how terrible your death is. Whenever they see suffering, perhaps mangled bodies and death caused by mindless acts of violence, they are likely to ask, why should this kind of thing happen to innocent souls who have no idea why they have to suffer? Everything that takes place in your world is of a karmic nature. Good and bad events alike have their origin in that which was done by the people involved in their previous lifetimes. For a long time, the earthly mind of all human beings is ignorant of anything that does not relate to its present existence. Yet, as each one moves along the evolutionary spiral of life, their soul gradually develops some wisdom and understanding. And if you could watch the spiritual enlightenment that can be found in any kind of suffering, you would recognize that the misery in truth is a precious gift and that there is every reason for being grateful for it. Your heart would fill with even more gratitude if you could see how merciful God is and how the end of every catastrophe is invariably crowned with something beautiful. A just reward waits for everyone who is affected by them, not only when they arrive in the world of light, but also in their future lifetimes on the earth, unless all their karma has been cleared away and they will be allowed to move on to experiences of a higher nature. Compensation is one of the five great laws of life, and the greatest gift that arises from suffering is undoubtedly soul growth. But it also means paying the debts that are likely to have accumulated in your spiritual bankbook in the course of many lifetimes. Without redeeming yourself and balancing your spiritual account, you cannot be released into lessons of a higher nature and exploring other levels of life. You are well on your way when you forgive those who have hurt and wounded you and your loved ones and place everything into the hands of your Christ Self. You are nailing the desires of your lower nature for revenge and retribution to the cross of earthly life. When the only thing you want to do is send love and forgiveness to everybody, independent of what may still have to happen to you and your world, your higher nature has taken over. You are at one with God, and for you the gates into the freedom of the Aquarian Age are opening wide. Our Creator's infinite love and mercy cannot be known for as long as human beings remain unaware of their true nature and the higher purpose of their existence. For as long as they look at things only with their worldly eyes, they can perceive but one side of any picture and so fail to recognize the tender loving care that provides for anyone who is suffering, lonely and afraid. If during the early part of their earthly education, people get involved in a catastrophe or maybe are just watching or assisting with removing dead bodies and clearing away the debris of destroyed dwellings, they will say, "Aren't so much devastation and many deaths just awful and senseless?" Their view of life changes profoundly when they become aware of the spiritual background of life and that the higher forces are taking care of the souls who have been released from their physical bodies in any kind of way, including violent ones. Although the victims of such incidents may not realize what is happening to them, the most careful provisions are being made for each one. When these newcomers arrive on the other side of the veil of consciousness that separates your world from ours, the only thing they know at first is that they are alive and moving and breathing in a world that seems identical to the one they used to know. They may not even realize that they have left their physical body behind. With great tenderness and care, the wise ones in charge help them to realize that they are no longer in a physical existence. They are under constant surveillance by us, your spirit masters and guides, until they have become fully aware of their present state. We delight in witnessing their intense joy and thankfulness for the ease of their move into our world. This is the usual first reaction of those who are finding out that our realm is as solid and real as the physical world, but much more beautiful and easy to live in. The most tender love watches over the whole of humankind at all times, and this does not merely become visible when someone dies. This kind of care has always been with you and forever will be. God and the group of angels known as the Lords of Karma, as well as many lesser beings in our world, are empowered to bring about the conditions that are beneficial for the development of those taking part in earthly life. Although our efforts cannot be perceived by earthly eyes and senses, we only work for that which is good. So, if in future you hear about or witness a disaster, do not wring your hands and say, "How terrible! How could God permit such a thing?" Resist the temptation and remind yourself that you have no idea about the karmic background of anything. To paraphrase words from the Jesus legend, "Let those among you who are free from sin, cast the first stone." As soon as any kind of situation is viewed from the karmic angle, it would be most unwise for anyone to pick up a stone, never mind throwing it. And would you dare to throw a stone of condemnation towards the young and inexperienced souls who are committing such acts? After all, aren't they your siblings in the family of humankind, your younger brothers and sisters? What they are doing is part of the early phases of humankind's earthly curriculum, just the same as you had to experience in past lifetimes. Never forget that all of it is provided by God's wisdom and love. There would be no point in asking God and the angels to forgive any trespassers against the law of love, because they are standing by and know exactly what is happening. It would not be your place to forgive those who sin, but you may utter to yourself the following words from the Jesus legend: "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Truly, They are completely unaware of what they are doing to themselves, the same you did not know when you had to deal with the same phase of your development. In those days you too would have asked, why, if God loves his, her children, are volcanoes and earthquakes permitted? Why, if God loves humankind, are humans allowed to go to war and commit acts of terrorism? Human souls find peace when their earthly selves realize that they themselves are the ultimate cause of everything that has ever happened on the earth and is doing so to this day. It could not be any other way because the universal laws work in exact rhythms and with great precision. There is a great abundance of everything, but as only through the lack of something human beings can learn to appreciate that which they have. Sometimes periods when rain is withheld are necessary in earthly life, to teach you the value of water. The same principle applies to war and peace, but even if the warmongering lasts 6,000 years, it represents a mere batting of an eyelid in God's time. Birthdays and anniversaries. The following is the essence of two communications from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in the January issue of Stars of the North. The sole purpose of every one of the messages we have ever brought you is to assist the pure white spirit of the Christ child in all human beings to descend from the highest levels of life onto the earth plane, so it can grow into adulthood there. Today we have come to tell you about the special significance of birthdays and anniversaries, whether they are celebrated by individuals, whole groups of people or maybe in commemoration of world-wide events. Days of this nature bring a subtle but significant spiritual power to your world that tends to be overlooked by people for the simple reason that they do not know about it. But the time has come whenever more of you need to become aware that your direct connection with the Great Father, Mother of all life is particularly strong on such days. The same is true for the link with the angelic hierarchy, who helped to bring each one of you and us into being. They have been taking care of you and meeting every one of your needs, since the moment your infant spirit emerged from the heart mind of God. There is an increased receptivity to the beneficial influence of the energies of these invisible forces on birthdays and anniversaries. In the fullness of time, all human beings are meant to learn how to tap into them, not for keeping selfishly to themselves, but for sending out into and sharing with the whole of your world. For example, each time you send a light from your souls during services of commemoration, your thoughts of the people you have come to honor are flowing from you with the added force of that which you are celebrating and for which you are giving thanks and praise to the highest. Every birthday in earthly life is a special day for you, and each time you gratefully acknowledge the gift of your life, you open your whole being to our Creator's blessings, which brings an expansion of consciousness that flows into you directly from the source of your being. In the younger days of your earthly existence, every birthday is filled with joy and a pleasant anticipation of good things to come. Yet, because of a lack of understanding of the purpose and meaning of your life, this does not always continue with the advancing years. This changes profoundly when you become aware of your true nature and that your spirit and soul are immortal and cannot die. They have no age, and in truth it is not death that is waiting for you at the end of each earthly lifetime, but the release into the greater freedom of the spirit world, your true home. Having grasped this, you realize that later in life there is every reason to be grateful for having grown older and more mature in knowledge, wisdom and understanding, and most important of all, your ability to love. Every birthday that finds you richer in these qualities provides you with more grounds for praise and thanksgiving to the Great Father, Mother of all life, for the many opportunities you were offered so that these characteristics of your nature could grow and expand. The energies of the highest forces are available to all human beings, whether they celebrate the event quietly on their own or with many guests, a special dinner and a fireworks display after maybe. Each method can be your very own way of giving thanks for the gift of your life. We, the wise ones in charge of your development in the background of earthly life, know when someone is spiritually still too closed off to grasp and appreciate these things. We do not mind and are there for them just the same, because we know that in due course even the last and slowest one of you will wake up to God's and our presence and understand. There is great rejoicing in our world each time this happens to someone. And now, in the profound silence of your soul, when your earthly thoughts have been stilled, the emotions subdued and your mind is set on thoughts of the heavenly realms and the divinity of your soul, the light of the Christ Spirit stirs in you. It reveals itself through a feeling deep within you that is beyond all thought and takes you ever closer to our Creator, the source of your being. You become aware of God's enfolding love as a strengthening and an upholding power from deep within your own being which aligns your spirit with the cosmic life. This is the center of truth and no one can think their way to it. It can only be realized and sensed in the profound silence. And that is the only way of finding God and reaching the center of truth. There is no death. Heavenly breezes. The following is the essence of the Monday thought, the 23rd of May 2016, from the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides. A woman once came to us and said, "It's all very well what you are saying about our loved ones in the world of light, but I do not want to perceive my dear departed husband in some kind of spirit robes. I shall only be happy when I can see him once more in his tweeds wielding a golf club." We, your guides from the spirit world, understand her point of view. Do not think of us as unsympathetic, but if you lift your eyes above earthly things like tweeds and golf clubs, you will be able to see all your loved ones in the shining robes they are wearing now. What you will be seeing is their spirit, and that is the part of them you have always loved, even though at times their behavior towards you left much to be desired. The spirit is everybody's eternal and lovable part, not merely of your nearest and dearest. It's the aspect of human nature that unfortunately all too frequently remains hidden behind the /section 8 of the small earthly self's character traces. During the early stages of everyone's earthly education, this part has to remain invisible. None of you was ever born an angel. In all human beings, the higher angelic or other Christ nature can only begin to grow and evolve with the passing of time. Whenever you perceive the presence of some eon's spirit self, you may feel their touch like a gentle heavenly breeze on your face, hands or arms. You could then be tempted to brush it away and push to one side the feelings this evokes in you, thinking to yourself, "Here we go. It's my imagination working overtime again." Do not be too sure that this is the case, yet remain wise and balanced. Be open and receptive to the heavenly breezes and the light that is the white garment. You too will be wearing it in the fullness of time when you have joined your loved ones on the other side of the veil of consciousness that separates your world from ours. The light and the breeze are part of the gentle touch and the comforting sweet music of the heavens, the higher levels of life, death, the great enemy. Eagle teachings on life and death, death, the great enemy. This chapter contains the essence of two teachings from the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides. The first one appeared in The Way of the Sunday. Far too many of you to this day believe that death is the greatest enemy of your journey through earthly life. You are afraid of it, unaware of the fact that death is the angel sent by the Great Father, Mother of all life, to draw the bolts of your false beliefs and prejudices about what happens to you after the death of your physical body. For as long as you believe them to be true, they keep you trying to cling as much as possible to your present existence. Obviously, this creates serious obstacles when for one of you the moment has come that your spirit and soul should be taken home by an angel of death into our world with the intention of setting you free, so you can once more move around freely and fly like a bird on the wings of your spirit self. Next time you have arrived in our world, you will be able to tell from your own experience, the same as we are doing here, that death truly is humankind's best friend, whose reputation of being an enemy is thoroughly undeserved. Those who are unafraid of death may still fear loneliness in earthly life, although there is no need for this either. None of you is ever truly on their own. We are constantly accompanying you, and those you have loved in earthly life also remain very close to you. They are one with you and part of you, and therefore know your thoughts. In their present state, their love for you is much greater than it could ever have been when they were with you on the earth plane. All life is one, and because for a long time the mind of the small earthly self cannot comprehend that there are other dimensions of life that bring everything on the earth plane into being and maintain it, this does not mean they do not exist. They are eternal and will never go away, unlike the fleeting temporary realities of your earthly existence. People think too much about time. They believe that they have only so much of it for carrying out certain tasks and accomplishing the things they would like to do. This is altogether a wrong way of perceiving your present existence. All eternity is yours, and if you are reading what we are saying here and you understand it, for you the time has come to start viewing your life from the perspective of your spirit and eternal life. Through this your consciousness expands and you develop the divine quality of your being that with the passing of time increases into an ever more glorious light. There is no death, only a stepping onward to a more beautiful life that takes you closer to your Creator and His, her all, loving Son, Daughter, the Universal Christ Spirit. Get rid of the idea of here and there, earth and heaven as separate from each other, because life is one eternal whole and there is no separation between anything. The more you conduct your daily life in keeping with the spiritual laws, the more you will be growing in spirit and tasting, at first only in many small and simple ways, the fruits of heaven in the shape of an increasing awareness of the life forms that are invisible to earthly eyes. No longer will you then regard death as something to dread. Bearing in mind that all eternity is yours will leave you no time for fearing death. You will be aware that death does not change you in any way, and that when you leave behind your physical body, underneath you are wearing another body like a garment, a body of light which you yourself have been building in past lifetimes and the one you are leaving behind. Even if a human lifetime lasts 100 years and over, it still represents but the blinking of an eyelid in eternal terms. And for each one of you it won't be long until you know from first-hand experience that there really is no death and that your loved ones are alive and well. It was just that they transformed into a more harmonious state of life that offers more opportunities for development and self-expression before you. Life is eternal, continual and timeless, ever-growing, evolving and expanding, filled with interesting things and activities. The more you unfold in earthly life and develop spiritually, the more you will be able to take possession of the wonderful life that exists in the spiritual background of earthly life, even while you are still taking part in it. Obeying the divine law of love enables you to enter into this glorious universal spirit life. When your whole being is filled with nothing but love for your Creator and His, her creation, as well as faith and trust in the great plan of life, you have every reason to courageously look to the future with hope in your heart. The time is not so far away when the veil that for so long has separated your material world from ours will disappear altogether. Our world in turn penetrates yours. The separation between the two exists only in human earthly minds. In your imagination, come to our world as often as you can, for when you visualize it you are taking part in it. Through the vibrations you will then be giving forth, you can be of greater use to humankind and also feel a deeper beautiful happiness within. Try it out for yourself and you will soon know that there is nothing to fear when you step over the border into our world of light. And whenever you are in difficulties of any kind, go into the lodge of your own inner temple. bar the doors from all intrusion of the lower mind and ungoverned emotions. Be still in spirit and the light will soon come to your help. In all your endeavors you never work alone. The angels and masters and we, your other spirit friends and helpers, are constantly watching over you. We know you and everything you do.